The prayer of aspiration for happiness in the world. Unfailing sources of refuge, the three jewels and the three roots. And especially Chenrezig, benefactor of the world, with Jetsuntara and Guru Padmasambhava. We pray to you to think of the vows that you have taken. Please bless us with the full accomplishment of our aspiration. In these present degenerate times, due to the causes and conditions of the wrong ideas and actions of all beings, and the commotion of elements in the world and in our bodies, there are formerly unheard of diseases in humans and animals. And we are oppressed by the planets, snake gods, spirit rulers, troublemakers, and evil demons. The crops are damaged by rust, night frost, and hail. And there is war and dispute. Rain and water supply are not appropriate. There are snow avalanches, and rodents destroy the pastures, bringing famine. There are earthquakes, fire, and destruction by other hostile forms of the four elements. In particular, there is trouble for the teachings due to border wars and so forth. May all the many kinds of harm and trouble in this world be quickly pacified and completely uprooted. For all beings, human and non-human, may the precious excellent bodhicitta arise naturally, so that free of harmful or troublesome thoughts and deeds, they have minds full of love for each other. May all the world realms have happiness, joy, and prosperity, and may the doctrines of the Buddha spread far and remain for long. By the power of the truth of the three roots, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and whatever virtuous roots there are in samsara and nirvana, and by the power of our excellent and very pure intentions, our prayers and aspirations must be fulfilled. The Reverend Guru Jamyang Khyentse Wompo said that, in the present times, the situation is very bad and confused, and that what will happen is unknown, and so he himself prayed for the happiness of Tibet 6 times a day. He told me that it was very important that I also should pray in this way. Thus, according to his order, I, Lodur Taye, wrote this Tsadra Rinchandra in the first half of the Pash month, on the morning of an auspicious day from memory. The full result must be gained.